cool.
Yeah.
12 minutes after 6, let's do it, shall we?
Let's do it.
The Gump File.
Why, do we do it?
Stupid does. And I haven't read this yet, so I don't know what's going to happen here. Wearing a shirt that features directions on how to make crack probably isn't the best wardrobe choice if you're appearing in court on trafficking charges.
He wore a t-shirt on how to make crack?
What state?
Oh, don't say Florida.
A Florida defendant certainly made an impression when he strolled up to the podium in front of the judge sporting a crack shirt. You'd have to be on crack to show up wearing something like that. I couldn't believe the gumption of this person, said attorney Michael Weinstein. Judge didn't comment on the clothing, but he did imagine it probably didn't help his case.
Perfect example of stupid young people doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, I'm going in now. I got some drug charges. Hey, look, my crack shirt. You doggies, but look.
Got crack?
Yeah, this is my lucky shirt.
Okay, I'm going to try to sugarcoat this one. Couple in England. Well, they got married years ago, 10 years ago. His name, Barry. Her name is Anne. And then they decided to renew their wedding vows. Well, they had a little ceremony. You know, a lot of people hadn't seen old Barry and Anne in quite some time. Yeah. They come to the wedding. And, Anne looked about the same, but Barry was a little bit different. Well, Barry now is Jane.
What?
Crickets chirping, crickets chirping, crickets
Jane?
Chirping. Jane. Barry had some stuff done.
Yeah.
And Barry is now Jane.
Okay.
Yeah. The bad part about it is people bought wedding gifts for him and so on, and now they had to return them all because I guess some of the presents weren't exactly appropriate for Jane.
Like men's underwear?
Exactly.
I get you.
His and her bath towel set, robes, things like that, you know.
Hey, I'm with you.
Yeah, what a shocker that would be, huh?
Oh, boy.
I sugarcoated quite well.
You did. Uh-huh. Okay, this last story, it's on our website. We encourage you to go check it out and leave us a comment. A guy changed his real name, okay? He was arrested in Madison, Wisconsin. Multiple drug and firearm charges. Used to be Jeffrey Drew Wilshilsky.
Uh-huh.
His real name now is Bizo Doo Doo Zippity Bop Bop. He is now in jail.
Changed his name to that?
Bizo Doo Doo Zippity Bop Bop. That is his real name now.
Hey, Bazeebabop.
Bazeebabop. Yeah. Yeah. He may think that's pretty funny, and yeah, I think he done smoked something before he done had it changed, but I tell you what, boy, when you come up here to the big house, you're going to go, hey, zippity bebop, bobity bop, zip bop.
Can you imagine being one of his pals out on a night of drinking, and then at the end of the night, you're trying to say his name? Hey, bop, bop, zippo. Dude!
hey. Who drove us? Was it Zip? Zooby dip it up, beep. That's good stuff. 6:16, there's your comp. Good morning.